Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and Democratic mayoral hopeful Bill Thompson continues to hold out for his chance at a runoff election, and with at least one good reason. By the Board of Elections' own estimate now, there remain almost 80,000 uncounted paper ballots, including emergency, affidavit, and absentee votes. That comes out to more than 10% of the total number of votes cast in that primary on Tuesday, way more than we knew even yesterday. So I'm joined now by Neil Rosenstein, Government Reform Coordinator for the New York Public Interest Research Group, or NYPIRG, which monitored the quality of how the election was run. Neil, welcome back.
Thanks so much, Brian.
So 80,000 uncounted votes. Yesterday we were hearing it was around 16,000. What changed?
Well, that's a great question. What we'd like to know also. Now I should say, although you have that 80,000 number, and it is a huge number, and I think kind of unprecedented that we've seen that percentage, part of it in a way is almost good news. There were a large number of absentee ballots, and those weren't voters who had problems at the polls, but, you know, we should take out about 21,000 or so absentee ballots and people who use the ballot marking devices, and another 1,000 or so at the polls. But that still leaves us with over 56,000 people who had affidavits or emergencies or problems at the polls. That's 1 in 12 voters going into a poll site had a problem yesterday.
And to put that in that number in further perspective, that's more votes than were cast in total for John Liu and Anthony Weiner combined, and more than the total number of ballots in the entire Republican primary on Tuesday. So this 56,000 out of that 80,000 that were from polling place problems, can we blame this entirely on the old-fashioned lever machines?
No. You know, for emergency ballots, there were over 10,000. You know, that is a big chunk of folks who went into poll sites and ended up not being able to cast their ballots. You know, they were talking about one in every 60 voters. But about 46,000 were affidavits. That wasn't a problem necessarily with the machine, and that could be for a lot of reasons. And that's the kind of accounting which I'm sure Thompson, de Blasio, and New Yorkers, you know, need to know the details about. And there could be a lot of reasons for them. Some of them are innocuous. A lot of folks wanted to vote yesterday. They may have, I keep saying yesterday, on Tuesday, they may not have been registered in a party. You know, poll workers are instructed, well, even if their name isn't in the books, we don't know if the books are always right, we're going to give them an affidavit. But clearly there were problems. When, you know, Anthony Weiner goes to the polls and his name isn't in the book, and we heard other calls like this on our helpline, there could be problems with the database. And that gets to a more serious level of investigation needed.
So do you have any advice for voters on how to make sure your ballot is in fact counted? If you had to file an emergency ballot or anything else that is sitting out there as part of that 80,000 today?
Well, the good news is that emergency ballots, if someone had a broken machine, like Joe Loda when he stuck his ballot in that cardboard box, those are supposed to be counted at the end of the night, or they're going to be re-canvassed. They can't be challenged like we saw in the Florida recount. Those ballots are definitely going to be entered into the books. Now, the affidavits, those are the kind of things election lawyers drool over. They might be looking at the outsides. There may be challenges. They may not be challenges, depending upon how aggressively the campaigns are going to be taking a look at them. The good news is everyone who filled out an affidavit, by law, is going to receive a notice. This is something the civic groups fought for, which tells them whether or not that affidavit ultimately counted.
Now, Thompson has until midnight tonight to concede and avoid a runoff voluntarily. Can you explain that rule? Because these ballots that we've been discussing aren't going to be counted until next week, right?
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, one would think that deadline perhaps should be extended, or the legislature, I think they passed this in 2010, might extend it, because we really don't know the results and the full results of the election and whether or not a runoff is even required for quite some time. They won't even start opening up and looking at a lot of these pieces of paper until Monday. And, you know, that's appropriate. You want to allow time for absentee ballots to come in as well. There are things they could do to definitely speed up the process, but we could find out or have a result where a candidate who wants to concede or isn't actively campaigning, his name will still be on the ballot.
And is there any reason to believe that the results from these uncounted ballots are in a different proportion than the votes that have been counted? Could their inclusion in the official tally push Bill de Blasio's percentage below the 40% threshold and then a runoff would be required? Is there any reason to think that it would turn out that way?
Well, the first thing is there definitely will be a runoff election for Public Advocate. The question of whether the mayor's race is on it will be what these ballots look like. Sometimes certain campaigns do a huge effort on absentee ballots, and they might know they have a lot of folks who are their supporters, who they identified out there with these absentee ballots. But in general, affidavits and emergency ballots are not going to break very differently than the results on Election Day. And I've heard some, you know, statisticians who are much better at that kind of thing than I say there's a very, very unlikely chance that the results of those affidavits for emergencies would change the current totals, and the AP has now put that at about 40.3%. That said, you know, these are people's votes. These are their rights. Every single one of these ballots has to be treated like gold. Every single one has to be counted. It should be done swiftly. And if that means the city has to put in more resources or offer them to the board to make sure they can do it around the clock, that should be done.
And how long will this all take, as far as you can tell?
A lot of it is depend upon whether or not campaigns aggressively want to challenge each of those affidavits. If they say, okay, let's open up the affidavits and count them, then with city resources, I think it could be done rather quickly in a matter of days. But if a campaign say, well, I don't know, Brian Lehr, that signature of this guy, it doesn't look like the Brian Lehr when he signed his voter registration form, or he might have changed his address. Those are the kind of things which can really drag something out.
Right.
And that's a question that the campaigns will be responsible for.
Democratic primary day, day four, and counting. Neil Rosenstein, government reform coordinator for NYPERG. Neil, thanks a lot.
A pleasure, Brian. And one thing, you know, we hope that the city and the board are going to take a look at some real common sense reforms that will prevent these kind of problems, the huge amount of affidavit ballots we have, the number of vacant or unqualified poll workers, which might increase the number of affidavits. There are common sense solutions. They really need to be enacted, and we can avoid a lot of these problems.
And listeners, WNYC's data news team has put together an interactive runoff math widget that calculates how many votes Thompson needs to force a runoff and how many de Blasio needs to avoid one, according to how many paper ballots are counted. You can find it embedded on our website at WNYC.org.